Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Matt Rothschild, my guest co-host for the entirety of today's program, and we're joined this half hour by Senator LaTanya Johnson. She's the ranking Democrat on our state's legislative joint finance committee, which oversees and helps craft the state's biennial budget. We've been talking about the cuts that have been made to the governor's proposed budget by Republicans on that powerful joint finance committee, including cuts to public education, cuts to child care, and, of course, the failure to address what will be a humanitarian crisis of Republicans' own making as millions of Americans are improperly forced off of Medicaid. People will die, and as Senator Joni Ernst put it on Friday, that's just fine because we're all going to die anyways. They are not talking about the fact that we are seeing cuts at the national level that are historic to crucial emergency programs that help keep working Americans working, contributing, paying taxes, buying things, and yes, help keep millions of working Americans alive. Welcome back, Senator Johnson. Again, thank you so very much for spending some time with us this afternoon. I've got one sort of procedural question for you, and then I wanted to ask a broader question. Here's a procedural question from Lori from Hayward. She says, hey, can you please ask the senator who is the one that decides which party members are on which committees? So that's my procedural question. Here's my bigger picture question for you, Senator. Representative Mark Bourne, this is an interview from a while ago. He's a Republican from Beaver Dam on the Assembly side. When asked about the fact that we're seeing these historic cuts being proposed and highly likely, nearly certain in some way, shape, and form to be passed in Washington, D.C., these massive cuts to SNAP, emergency food assistance, Medicaid, and Medicare, veterans benefits will be affected, ACA eligibility and people's ability to afford insurance on the exchanges will go down. He said this, oh, there's changes in federal funding all the time. People are really, you know, all upset about it now and it's getting attention, but quote, they still have to actually make the changes before it actually impacts the state. Seemingly saying like nothing to see here. So first, if you would, Senator, tell us how people get selected to be on different committees. And secondly, is that basically the approach of your Republican colleagues? Like, we're just not going to even address or talk about the federal funding cuts, and we'll just hope it all sorts out here at the state. Two-part question.
Okay. So people are generally selected to the Joint Finance Committee by the minority leader and the majority leader. So it's upper leadership. You work really, really hard to try and get a joint finance position because that is considered a leadership position. So basically, you have to be really, really good at double tasking. You have to be willing to help out in any way possible in terms of helping to progress the caucus. Mm. So, for example, I became a member of Joint Finance during my freshman year, which is absolutely unheard of in most cases. I replaced a more senior member. Her name was Senator Lena Taylor. And at first, it was just supposed to be a temporary move. But then it was decided that she wasn't going to come back to Joint Finance. So in order to make it permanent, I had to work extremely, extremely hard to maintain this leadership position. Since that time, I've been on for a while, but in order to be a member of Joint Finance, it's the position that everyone covets because it's the most powerful committee in the entire state. You basically have to be willing to do absolutely whatever's asked of you in order to get this position. It is not a position for the faint of heart.
It's a heavy workload, right?
It is. Every day, I think that I am crazy as hell for doing this position because the workload is astronomical.
Right.
And if you could just talk about, are your Republican colleagues just sort of like, well, we'll ignore what's happening in Washington or act like it's not a thing?
They do, and they do that all the time. You know, I often tell people it is not the things that you are curious about that you should watch when it comes to Joint Finance Committee, but it is those things that are tucked in the budget that you don't know about. The one thing that I can say about Joint Finance Committee, the way we spend the state's dollars is so reckless. And I mean that with the most sincerity. In some cases, whenever there's an opportunity to spend less, we choose to spend more. And there's no rhyme or reason for that. For example, we just met last week for the Department of Safety and Professional Services, known as DSPS. This organization is basically self-sufficient. It is the department that people who are seeking professional licenses, they pay fees, licensing fees and application fees in order to become registered nurses or, you know, doctors. This department last year brought in it. Well, from 2023 to 2024, they processed 114,000 licenses that brought this state $54 million in combined income. They came to us and asked us for 30 positions so they could continue that work. Wait time is roughly about 2 weeks. Now, prior to the governor giving ARPA dollars, this department had a backlog, right? Because of those dollars, we were able to resolve that backlog. They asked for 30 permanent positions so they could keep this work up, totaling $2 million. We gave them nine. $2 million for $54 million. I mean, this is an example of where our decisions make absolutely no sense.
Thanks so much. That is Senator LaTanya Johnson. She sits on the Joint Finance Committee. We're going to have her back to talk more budget. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.